us on our Let's Talk Ministry. I've got my Bible open. You might be just walking or listening or riding down the road, but look at Ephesians chapter 3 today. I just want to pick it up in the first six verses, and then sorry again that Susan's not with me. We're working to do things on Wednesdays, but I'm helping out with basketball, so that's changed my schedule up a little bit, so I need to fit that back in with her, so we'll talk about that again. But Ephesians chapter 3, "For this reason, I, Paul, a prisoner of Christ, on behalf of you Gentiles, assuming that you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for you, how the mystery is made known to me by the revelation as I had written briefly. When you read this, you will perceive my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to me by the sons of men in order in other generations, as has been made known, revealed by his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. This mystery was to the Gentiles, our fellow heirs, members of the same body, partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel." So as we get started, "For this reason, I, Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus on behalf of you Gentiles." Need to remind the church at Ephesus that Paul was in prison as this letter is being written. Why is he in prison? Because he's not willing to say no to the gospel. He's not going to change his message. He's going to say Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. Because he's doing that, he is in prison. He is suffering. Those who are around him, though, are hearing the gospel. The guards are going to hear the gospel. And then God has allowed this time for him to write, again, not Paul's words, Paul's hand that was moved up and down by the power of the Holy Spirit. So it makes the word of God inspired, not words from Paul. But God has left this church at Ephesus, and he wants them to remind them that Paul was a prisoner because of the gospel. And I just really kind of like verse 6. "This mystery is that for the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus." How? Through the gospel. So the group that was no longer wanted, they weren't welcome. The rivalry, the hatred between the Jews and the Gentiles is now going to be woven together, one message to the same people. Then that message is going to be taken around the world. What is it? The gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. I don't know, as these people are listening, how they process these words, but I really like these words. Fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus. Aliens, fellow members. Outcast, welcome in. No hope because you're not of Jewish background. Now you have hope because of the gospel. And so I'm sure moms and dads would sit down with their children and say, "Let me just tell you about this Jesus. This is what life used to be like. This is now what life is. We didn't earn it. We didn't deserve it." We're aware of that in Ephesians chapter 2, 8 through 9. But we go back to 10. "We are as a workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works." We are part of the family. I've never seen this. I've heard this explained in a couple of different scenarios, but I'd love to, if God allows me to do this one day, I really would like to go to an adoption where you have a judge, you have a family that wants this child. And now this judge says, "Okay, now this child, last name was this, now the new name is this." I can't imagine, but the tears, the emotions that are on the parent's face, longing to have this child, and now this child has been given to them. They are part of their family. They are partakers. Some of you have experienced that. I haven't. But as I sit in the office today, just thinking about what it would mean for that adoptive family, hopefully there's another way that you apply this to your life. Paul the prisoner, why? Because of Jesus. What hope is it for us? We are now fellow members, partakers of the gospel, part of the family of God. Hopefully that will encourage your heart, give you hope today as you serve in our community. So Father, thank you for your word. May we never add to it. May we never take it away. May we never take it for granted. May it never be a book that we just know the information, but that this information knows us by the power of the Holy Spirit. So we are reminded today of Paul being in prison. We are reminded of his willingness, with the help of the gospel, the help of the power of the Holy Spirit, to not walk away. Why? So Gentiles, so us, can be part, fellow partakers of a message of a family, your family, Father. We thank you for it. We love you. In your name we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a wonderful Friday.